DW.
Small flies buzzing around food markets are a common sight in many African countries. But beyond being a little annoying, the threat they can pose to human life is not always well understood. Many flies are often infected with Salmonella, E. coli, and other potentially dangerous bacteria. They can contaminate food and cause serious gastrointestinal illnesses. In fact, sub-Saharan Africa suffers from the highest levels of foodborne illness in the world. The World Health Organization estimates over 91 million people in the region fall ill, and 137,000 people die every year after consuming contaminated food. But it doesn't have to be this way. Foodborne diseases are preventable, and national governments and the international development community are slowly realizing the importance of food safety in Africa. Michael Taylor, co-author of a recent report into food safety in Africa by the Global Food Safety Partnership, explains that although many people are aware of the issue, there is now a greater understanding of the long-term effects of contamination.
One thing that people realize is that food safety is not limited in its impact to people getting, you know, acutely ill. It includes, for example, the big impact that aflatoxin, chronic, you know, long-term exposure to aflatoxin has documented stunting in children. And so what people are now realizing is that food security, it's all tied up in a package. So from a sort of a public welfare, citizen welfare, African consumer welfare perspective, it's a big issue.
Chronic exposure to foodborne diseases is not just a health issue, but also an economic burden. According to a World Bank report, they can cause productivity losses of up to $16.7 billion a year. That's around 14.6 billion euros. This puts them at the same level of public health burden as HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Taylor thinks the next step towards tackling the problem is to take advantage of Africa's food export trade to help increase safety standards.
Certainly, Europe, which is the largest donor in terms of resources, amount of financial support, I mean, is very dependent upon African exports to Europe, and so it has a large stake from a European perspective in ensuring the safety of those products. And so there's been a lot of investment in controls for pesticide residues in food.
The good news is that as governments and development organizations have gained greater awareness of the public cost associated with contaminated food, they are beginning to develop stricter regulations for domestic markets. The African Union, for example, established the Partnership for Aflatoxin Control in Africa in 2014. It helps to raise awareness among smallholder farmers about the importance of correct storage and investing in technologies to test and control aflatoxin levels. And in February, national government leaders will convene for the very first International Food Safety Conference in Addis Ababa. But experts like Abebe Haile Gabriel, a representative of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Ghana, are warning that these efforts alone are not enough and are calling for a more practical and faster solution.
The approach has been more of reactive. That is when the stakeholders, the actors, the media, the government, the consumers try to respond to a problem that has been reported already. We wanted to be more strategic, more proactive. We don't want to wait until foodborne diseases create a public health hazard.
CEO of the Global Food Safety Partnership, Lister Antoine, believes that it is the customers who need to become the focus point of new initiatives so that they can demand better food safety standards.
We really need to harness the market-based drivers of progress on food safety in Africa, recognizing, of course, the importance of the private sector, but also of the consumer in demanding more and better standards for food safety. Consumers, once they have better knowledge, they can make much more informed choices.
But therein lies the challenge. In Africa, over 70% of food is bought at informal markets, where unrefrigerated dairy, meat, and fish products are often sold. Luckily, the solutions to this don't have to be expensive or complicated. In Uganda's pork snack bars, for example, vendors simply started putting nets over the meat, greatly reducing the risk of contamination. While in Kenya, where the majority of milk is produced by smallholder farmers and sold by informal traders, a new policy introduced by the government allowed them to be trained and licensed in hygienic milk production, boosting their incomes as well as food safety standards. If similar measures are successfully implemented elsewhere, Antoine is optimistic about creating a safer food industry across Africa.
We've seen those pockets of success, so we know that you can drive improved food safety results. What we want to see now is much greater investments so that over time we can see much greater food safety results and improvements in outcomes for food safety on the continent so that the lives of Africans can be improved.
DW.